This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are your full service law firm. If you are in need of any type of legal assistance, and that certainly includes divorce or family law, Brandon Legal Group is a full service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. You can go onto their website, brandonlegalgroup.com. Simply click the box that says request a free consultation. If you choose to do it via telephone, that is available as well. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming sold out Todd Wright Tour 30 on April 3rd at Crescent Oaks. Brandon Legal Group buys the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. They also provide tournament gifts for many tournaments as well as prize baskets. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. Papa John's of Tampa Bay will be one of the caterers for the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 30. Just spoke to Mike Lentz the other day. He is the GM of the West Waters location. Mike is looking forward to playing in this upcoming event and says there are other people in the Papa John's of Tampa Bay family that want to play in upcoming events, which is music to my ears. Papa John's of Tampa Bay was the first ever sponsor of my first ever podcast, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, throughout season one. That fantasy football podcast will be entering season six in just a matter of months. Papa John's of Tampa Bay has been either catering or playing or providing pizza prize packs to my golf tournaments for 3-4 years running now. Very valuable to me. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, locally owned and operated stores since the early 1990s. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Social media is ToddWright2020 on Instagram, ToddWright2020 on Twitter. Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. If you want to email about golf information, it is separate from the email for the Toddcast. Again, the Toddcast email is right.todd@yahoo.com. The email for golf information is toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Before I talk about tonight's podcast topic, as I record this just past 9 p.m. on Thursday evening, March 11th, I had a quick meeting today as it related to some golf tournament business with a longtime friend in the Grand Central portion of downtown Tampa at the Maloney's that is a part of that development. And I noticed when I left, I looked at some of the photos on the wall next to the table in which I sat. And there next to me was this photo of a remote broadcast hosted by the big dog Steve Dumig. And I didn't notice it until I got up to leave. And I almost took a picture of it. And instead I thought to myself, I'm going to have similar meetings here every few months with the same person to be convenient to them. I think I have my new favorite table and my new favorite seat. And I'm not sure how long that location has been there, but it was just really nice to see a photo of the big dog I had never seen before. And I appreciate that it's there and it will be there for some time going forward. So thank you, Maloney's, for having that photo up. That meant something to me today because I miss Steve, and we honor him at every golf tournament with the big dog tees. And I post a photo of our tribute to him on my social media after every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Many of you, fans of the big dog just like me, and just know I'll say this. I'm very careful about what I say about his old radio station. I have friends there. I have others who are not necessarily friends. They're colleagues. I'll just say, I'm not forgetting about the two men that built that station, Chris Thomas and Steve Dumig. And as time has gone on, for one and now both, I worry others have forgotten. Let me move on now to something that many of you thought I would comment on, and that's the new deal for Dak Prescott with the Dallas Cowboys and what it all means. Good for Dak. He's done nothing wrong. He suffered a very serious season-ending injury last year, albeit on a team that still wasn't very good. I think some of his numbers were inflated because the Cowboys couldn't stop anybody. And that didn't necessarily mean that Dallas was going anywhere with him, even if he hadn't suffered that serious injury. Health-wise, we're all led to believe things are okay and he'll be ready to go, as he says, quote, when he needs to be ready to go. All right. I have said previously here on the Toddcast, if Dallas could have upgraded with Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, I was all for it, and it was nothing against Dak Prescott. I have also said previously on this podcast, the movement of big contracts on failed quarterbacks like Goff and Wentz, combined with Tom Brady winning another Super Bowl in his first year with a new team, changed everything in the NFL. This could be one of those contracts that in a couple years is viewed the same way we now view the Goff and Wentz contracts. From a Cowboys standpoint, they can get out from under it a little easier because as many have made the point, Wentz still counts over $30 million against the Eagles cap this year, and he's not playing for them. Dak counts a little over $20 million against the Cowboys cap this year, and he is playing for them. Good for Dak. I worry it's not so good for Dallas, because it doesn't put Dallas any closer to winning a Super Bowl, to making a Super Bowl, to making an NFC title game. They have not improved themselves. Perhaps Prescott has room for improvement. Okay, I'll allow for that. But I can't sit here and tell you right now that the Cowboys are improved. There needs to be improvement elsewhere. And then there's the domino effect of what does this mean for Amari Cooper after 2021. And some have started talking about what it means for Ezekiel Elliott, who it seems like 15 minutes ago was holding out for a new deal as well, got that new deal, and now there's some chatter. Can the Cowboys afford to keep him going forward after a less than impressive season in 2020? When I first heard this and was even asked it by friends as it related to Elliott, I shrugged it. And then I took another look at it. And then I thought about it some more. And now I'm inclined to agree with it. even though the contract, the way it is structured, good for Zeke. It protects him on an almost every year basis. It says, if you're going to pay me to play for you this year, you've got to guarantee me my money next year as well. That's the nature of the deal. So Zeke got his money. Dak got his money. But let's think about the last four teams that have won Super Bowls, and I'm only going back 4 years. You can go back further if you want. The last four Super Bowl champions in order: Eagles, Patriots, Chiefs, Buccaneers. Super Bowls 52, 53, 54, 55. Name me an Eagles running back from Super Bowl 52 team. Some of you can. Name me the lead running back for the Patriots in Super Bowl 53. Maybe some of you can. Name me the main running back for the Chiefs in Super Bowl 54. He had a very good game. He opted out of this past season. And I know many of you, because it's the most recent reference, and a number of you are Buccaneers fans, can name either Jones or Fournette. But tell me, of the last four Super Bowl champions, how much of that team being a champion is because of the running game? Eagles, Jay Ajayi, Corey Clement, and I think they had one or two others as well. I don't really think of the Eagles running game as the reason why they were Super Bowl champions. Super Bowl 53, Sony Michel scored the only touchdown in the game. There was one scored. It was him. Short yardage touchdown after the only big offensive play of the game just before that. Brady over the top to Gronkowski. Big surprise. Michelle scores from short yardage. That's it. Only touchdown in the game, dominated by defense. Super Bowl 54. Now, granted, Williams did have a good game for the Chiefs. But I think when we remember the Chiefs' comeback in the fourth quarter, we think of Mahomes and we think of the Chiefs' defense shutting down Garoppolo and the Niners. And in Super Bowl 55, yes, once the Bucs got up, they did lean a little bit more on Leonard Fournette, just as they had in some previous games. Fournette came through big in January. Where was he before that? Not often spotted. And even Ronald Jones, who had a handful of big games, it was less than 50% of the time. From Super Bowl winning 52 for Philadelphia, you think of Nick Foles. Super Bowl 53, you think of Tom Brady. Super Bowl 54, you think of Patrick Mahomes. Super Bowl 55, you think of Tom Brady again. And in various degrees, even though the Eagles won Super Bowl 52 in a very high-scoring game, the highest of all we're talking about, the Eagles still played enough defense. The Patriots were dominant defensively in Super Bowl 53. Chiefs defense, remember that, changed coordinators before the year they won Super Bowl 54, was much improved 2 years ago. And then this year, a lot of the credit, deservedly so, goes to the way the Todd Bowles coordinated defense played for the Buccaneers after the bye week and the 7-5 start. play a lot of fantasy football. I love it. And I think of some of the big names in fantasy football over the last, what, 5+ years. Big-time running backs who either led the league in rushing or were the fantasy running back that really carried you. You know, the guy you drafted in the first round. Le'Veon Bell in his run with the Steelers. Derrick Henry the last couple years for the Titans. And then specific even to the bring it full circle back to the Cowboys. DeMarco Murray. And then Ezekiel Elliott. None of those running backs were able to lead their teams to the Super Bowl. Maybe in the modern NFL, there's only so far you can get, no matter how good your running game is. If you don't have the passing game and you don't have enough defense, you don't get there, you don't win. So maybe there is something to Prescott being more important than Elliott. Even if you think Elliott's done more. I can't argue that. But where has it gotten Dallas? Even when both Dak and Elliott were rookies and they had that marvelous season, they lost that divisional game to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers before the annual Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packer, whether it's Mike McCarthy or now Matt LaFleur, face plant in the playoffs before the Super Bowl. So yeah, maybe there is something to the fact that the Cowboys are looking to build the offense around Dak. Clearly need to fix the defense. They've already changed some key people on the defensive side of the ball and the coaching staff by essentially bringing in former Falcons to replace Mike Nolan and Jim Tomsula, a couple of ex-Niners. But the big picture screams, how important is the running back position? You know, we've heard more and more as the years have gone on, you don't draft that running back early. And then the Cowboys, a handful of years ago, went against that and grabbed Ezekiel Elliott early, and he was great, really, until this year. Now, Elliott, to Elliott's defense, he didn't have a passing game for the first time, he didn't have Dak Prescott to balance the offense. But Elliott couldn't do it on his own. Couldn't break big runs, couldn't make the first guy miss. And the Cowboys' offensive line has descended in terms of their overall abilities. It's probably easier to pass block than run block. Pass block is keep the guy from getting past you. Run block is get the guy out of the way so someone can run by you. I'm not trying to be technical here, but maybe it is easier to pass block than it is to run block. Pass block is hold your ground, even retreat, keep your guy in front of you. Run block is move him out of the way. Seems easier to me. Maybe it is. So maybe that's where we're at. You know, I think of other big-time running backs. I brought up Derrick Henry. Dalvin Cook had an incredible season for the Vikings. Where were they? Anyone ever think they were a Super Bowl contender this year? Their window seems to be closing as a running back gets better. I'm not saying the running back position isn't important. just saying it isn't as important maybe as it used to be, and recent examples seem to speak to that. So it might mean an uncertain future, despite the contract for Ezekiel Elliott and for other big-time running backs going forward. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Again, my email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. Unless you want golf information, then write me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.